Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Erev and Daf Ayin Dalet. Today's share is sponsored by Dr. David Lander, in honor of his wife and children. Also sponsored anonymously, L'Zchus continued before Shalema for Shmuel Chaim Ben Esther Leia after his kidney donation and for his recipients before Shalema as well. So we're going to backtrack a little bit. We're going to go back. We left off right in the middle of the conversation, and it's a short daf, so we can afford to backtrack a little bit. We're going to backtrack to Amar Rav Yehuda, Rav Lo Tani Psucha Zulazu. Last one line is Amar. It's about halfway down the page on Daf Ayin Gimel Beis. And what's going to happen is Rav is going to make a comment about the Girsa in our Mishnah. We're going to have two explanations of Rab's comment on the Girsa in our Mishnah, but on the first of those explanations, we're going to have three challenges, and that's what causes us to come on to a second explanation. Then the Gemara is going to discuss what needs to open into a Mavoi in order for a Mavoi to be Mutter al Yidei a Lechi or a Kora, in order to not require two Lechis like you do by a Chatzar, but just a Lechi or a Kora. What are the characteristics, the physical characteristics that the Mavoi needs? Then the Gemara is going to clarify Shmuel's opinion about that issue, about what qualifications a Mavoi needs in order to be eligible for a Lechi or a Kora, and it's going to demonstrate through an episode that happened in the Mavoi that Shmuel lived, and how something changed after he died. We're going to tell a story related to that. Then the Gemara is going to have a comment of Rav on a Mavoi that both Nachri and Yisrael live in, and we're going to have two explanations of Rav's comment, and that discussion is going to take us all the way to the Mishnah on Ayin Hey Amud Aleph. So let's begin. Again, Ayin Gimel Beis, we're backtracking a little bit. Last one line is Amar. So says the Gemara, Amar Vida, Rav Lo Tani, Psucha Zulazu. When Rav taught his version of our Mishnah, he left out the words Psucha Zulazu, that the Chatzeros, the five Chatzeros that open into the Mavoi, also open into each other. Rav Kahana, Rav Lo Tani Psucha Zulazu. Rav Kahana also said that Rav left out those words. So Ikadami, Rav Kahana Gufei Lo Tani Psucha Zulazu. And some say that it was Rav Kahana himself who said that we need to leave out those words Psucha Zulazu. That specifically the Mishnah is not talking about where the various chateros open into each other. So I'm going to find Rav Yosef. My time Lo Tani. Why is it my time Rav Lo Tani? Why Psucha Zulazu? Why is it that Rav did not want the Mishnah to say that these chatzeros open up into each other? Because Kasavra, Kol Shitov, Shein Machnisa, Matziyah, Derek Pesach, and the Mavoi, Lav Shmei Shitov. Because Rav held that if you try to make a Shitufei Mavuos, but you bring the bread from one chatzer to another, the chatzer are going to keep all the bread, you bring it without carrying it through the Mavoi, by just carrying it straight from one chatzer to another, then it is not a valid Shitov Mavuos, because it's not clearly recognizable that you're putting it there L'Shein Shitov HaMavoi. It looks like an Erev Chatzeros. You take bread from one Chatzer to another that has an opening between the two Chatzeros. So that looks like you're trying to be Ma'arev the two Chatzeros together with an Erev Chatzeros, but not that you're making a sheet of Mavuos. The only way to demonstrate you're making a sheet of Mavuos is by carrying it through the Mavoi. So Rav holds over here that even if you actually did bring it through the Mavoi, but the Chatzeros are opened up into each other, we cannot allow for such a Shituf because we have to be Choshesh that maybe you're going to carry it through those doorways in between the Chatzeros, and people will come to rely on that. So that's why he leaves out Psucha Zulazu. So it sounds from that's how Rashi understands this line. So it sounds from Rashi that if there are doorways between the Chatzeros, they're simply not eligible for a Shituf, even if they actually do carry the Shituf through the Mavoi, because we always have to be Choshesh that maybe you're going to carry it through the Pesach between the Chatzeros. So Tosus and Dibra Maskel Kol explains that Rav is only made such a gzeira when the psachim in between the chatzeros are the kinds of doorways that people use all the time. They're very commonly used doorways. But if it's a window between two chatzeros, even though you're allowed to make an erev chatzeros through a window between two chatzeros, but it would still be eligible for a shituf mavuos in such a setup, because as long as you bring the shituf through the mavoi, it would still be eligible for a shituf mavuos. That's how Tosos explains. The Meiri, however, explains entirely differently. The Meiri writes that if the chatzeros were open between them, we have to be choshesh that maybe you actually brought the shituve mavos through those doorways, and that you'll rely on that. But when the chatzeros are not psuchos, so then we know that you brought it derech hamavoi, and that's considered a full-fledged shituv, and you're allowed to be metaltal in the mavoi. So the Meir writes that if the chatzeros were psuchos between them, but you brought the shituv through the mavoi, you actually brought the shituv through the mavoi, then it's okay. Rav didn't want to be goreis that the chatzeros are psuchos uzu, just to demonstrate that there exists such a concern, that if you actually carry through those psachim, that's where it's going to be a problem. But if you bring the shituv through the mavoi, in the Meiri's point of view against Rashi, if you actually brought the shituv through the mavoi, then it would be perfectly fine, even though these psachim do exist. That's machlokas Rashi and the Meiri, just in terms of how to understand Rab's hakpada over here and not saying psuchas luzu. But anyway, the Gemara challenges three different challenges to this idea that as long as there's a Pesach between the Chatzeros, that you're going to have a problem making the Shituvei Mavos. So Eisvei, challenge number one. A guy happens to own wine together with his neighbors. He no longer needs to make an Erev, because the wine that's in the barrel counts as the Erev, even though they purchased the wine b'shutfus and they brought it to a chatzer where they keep it, and it was never carried from one chatzer to the chatzer. So it sounds like an Erev works even if you don't bring it from one place to the other, from one of the chatzeros to the chatzer derech hamavoi. So it's Akasha that Rav said that an Erev only doesn't work in that unless you carry it through. So Hasan da Afkevayle says, simple answer. Over there we're talking about that they actually took the barrel and they brought it through each of the chatzeros that are opened up into the Mavoi, and from there to the Mavoi, and from there to the other chatzer. So that's why it counts as a shituf on its own. That's why, because they actually did physically move it. We're making an assumption by saying, oh, they didn't physically move it. No, they did. They actually went through the process. So now the Gemara challenges a second type. So Keta Mishtatin B'Mavui. The Mishnah said, how do you do a regular Shitupe Mavui? So you put the barrel there and you say, HaRezu L'Kol B'nei HaMavui, the Mishnah says. So it sounds like if you're Mishate for the Chavis that's in your Rishos, you don't actually need to bring it through to the Chatzeros, Derech HaMavui. And that's a Kashan Rav, because Rav said you actually need to physically bring it. That's not what we're describing over here. We're saying, how do you do a Shitupe Mavui? Just take a barrel of wine that you're all joined in together, partners in, and declare it as your shituf. So says, no, we mean to say that you also physically move it through the mavoi in order to create that shituf mavos. Challenge number three, maskevo Rabba Bar Chanan elameata, if what Rab is saying is correct, that a shituf that was not brought in through the psachim in the mavoi is not considered a valid shituf. If I take my bread basket and I'm makne to everybody else, so to all the other chatzeros, you're going to tell me that's not a valid shituv? Which, l'chora, yeah, that's exactly what Rav is telling you. Meaning, this is not a mishnah, this is not a braisa. We're just saying, do you mean to say that would be true, that this is not a valid shituv? So the Gemara says, I know what you're going to say. You're going to tell me, yes, that's exactly what I mean to say. But that can't be right, because I'm Rav Yudah Merav, b'nei chaburu shei musubin. If you have Rav Yudah Merav taught us that if you have a group of people that are sitting together on Erev Shabbos and they're enjoying a meal together, v'kidei shalei enayom, right, a bunch of friends are sitting together at someone's house hanging out, and then all of a sudden, they just changed the clocks last Motzei Shabbos. He forgot. He didn't realize Shabbos starts an hour earlier, and Shabbos starts as they're middle of the Su'uda, Hapashal Shulchan Somchem Alem Shum Eruv. You could use the bread that's on the table that they're all sharing for the Eruv. Va'amrila Mishum Shituf. And some say you can rely on it for a Shituf. It depends where they're sitting. If they're in a bias, good. That's good for an Eruv Chatzeros. You keep the Eruv Chatzeros in a bias. If they're in a chatzer when they're eating, that's good for shituvei mavuos. You keep the shituvei mavuos in a chatzer. So you see, the shituf works even though they didn't bring this bread anywhere. And they're sitting there having a meal. It doesn't say anything about them schlepping around from one place to the other. And not only that, they couldn't have, because it was kiddush aleihem hayom. It was mamish last minute. They didn't have time to do anything. So how could Rav say that we are not goreis psuchos ulazu, because you need to be machnas the shituf derech the pischei achatzer Seiros toward the Mavoi, and then to the Chatzar, and only through that bring it to the Chatzar where it's going to stay in. Rav himself says that a sheet of works just sitting around the table. And over here, Tosfos points out, you can't give the same answer that we're talking about, that the bread actually was brought to all the chatzeros, or through the mavoi, from one chatzer to the other, that each one brought their bread derech hamavoi in order to eat on the shulchan, because the pashas were talking about that the Baal HaBayis invited them to eat at his house. So they're all eating from the Baal HaBayis' bread. I mean, pashas is, it wasn't like a potluck meal that everyone brought their own food through the mavoi. No, they're eating at someone's house. So even though the pas all belongs to the Baal HaBayis, and he was not mezakeh them to own it, we're so much that the pas that's on the shulchan is considered that it belongs to everybody, because he's sharing it with everybody. But it was never brought through the mavoi, so we're not able to say the same answer that we gave before. That's what Tosfos points out. Then Tosfos says that even if you do want to say that it happened, and it just so happened to be that the pas of the Baal HaBayis was in the other chatzeros, and they brought it derech hamavoi to the chatzer where they're eating, and that's why you're so mechanim mishum shituf, because that wouldn't work either, because at the time that they brought it derech the mavoi from the other chatzeros, it only belonged to the Baal HaBayis. He was not yet mizake it to the other people. That's only when they're sitting around the table. So if at that time they had no zchus in it, they had no ownership of it, it wouldn't even work for a shituf. So that's why Tosfos says we can't have such an answer to say that they actually brought it through the chatzer. Kivegr, the Gilyon Shas over here, says that he's got a problem with this Tosfos, because if it's true that what Tosfos is saying, that bringing it through the mavoi only works if at that time they were already zochah and the shituf, how are you going to explain how does the Gemara previously answer the kasha from the Mishnah that we're going to have later on of ketzad mishtatvim b'mavoi? We said maniach es ha-chavis, and you say harezu l'kol b'nei ha-mavoi. We're talking about that the chavis is where it is, and now you're saying harezu l'kol b'nei ha-mavoi. So what do we say? Oh, it's that they brought it from one place to the other. Who cares? If you're only saying harezu l'kol b'nei ha-mavoi now, after it was brought from one place to another, according to Tosfos, that shouldn't work. You have to be mezakeh to everybody else first, or everybody needs to be contributing from wherever they are, and then, and only then, do you say harezu, and only then can it count as a sheet of mavuos. So Rabbi Akiva believes this as a tzarech iyun gadol, that it's a problem over here within the sugya, how to understand this Tosfos. But anyway, this is the third challenge to Rav's Shita. So says Gemara, we misunderstood Rav. Why does Rav take out the words psucho zulu ela time the Rav to kasavar ein mavu nita belachim kara achi ubatim chatzeros psuchim letochav? The Rav holds that in order to be mater a mavu in tiltal through a use of a lechi or a kara, then you need to have at least two chatzeros open up into the mavoi, and each of those chatzeros need at least two batim open up into the chatzer. But when the chatzeros that open up into the mavoi also open up into each other, that's just one chatzer. That would only count as one chatzer, and therefore it would be a mavoi that's ineligible for a lechi or a kari. You would then need to use two lechis or pasrach of arba tvachim. It would have the din of a chatzer. So that's why Rav takes out the girsa of psucha zulazu. Just on this last raya against the first version of Rav, so we spoke about a case where everyone is sitting around the table, and they're all sharing a meal, but the Baal HaBayis Luchar is the one providing that meal, and we said that counts as the Shituvei Mavuos, even though Luchara, he's never actually mizaka them in that meal. The Rama writes, and I'm not, so meaning what this relates to Luchara is the idea that when I'm eating at someone else's house, since I'm allowed to have all of that food, because it's all going around the table and it's being shared with everybody, to a certain extent I have bailus on that food, to the extent that it counts as I'm participating in the Shituvei Mavuos. I have bailus on that food. So we have this, comes up in another area of halacha as well. Rama and Ebenezer Simchav Ches writes that if a guest is sitting by a Baal HaBayis and he takes his portion of food and he's Mekadesh and Isha with his portion of food, meaning someone is sitting around a table, he's a guest at someone's house, and there's a lovely young lady sitting next to him who's also an invited guest. And so as soon as the serving platter comes around, he takes a piece of meat and he says, this young lady is fantastic. So he goes and he says, would you like some meat? She says, yes. And he says, okay, good. Two witnesses. Hare Abu Kadeshus Li, Bibasazu, Kadesh Moshe Yisrael. So Mukadeshus Oedim, Mukadeshus, is he the rightful owner of that piece of meat? So the Ramah writes that in Arach, let's buy a bottle of ice, and he takes his chelik, his Mekadesh, Harezu, Mukadeshus. And the Shutli Giborim B'Shem Riaz is where the Ramah gets it from, that when a Balabais invites Orchim to his table, and one of them takes a piece of food, as Mekadesh Nisha, the Balabais is not makbid on that food, and therefore Mekudeshes, says the Shilte HaGiborim in second paragraph of Mesechus Kiddushin. The Taz just wonders, there's Gemara B'chulin Sadidalin, that Orchim are not allowed to take from what's in front of them to give, to provide for their own son and daughter, of the, or to even give to the son and daughter of the Balabais, unless they get Rishus from the Balabais. The Balabais is presenting this food to his guests. They're not allowed to turn around and give the food to the children of the Balabais. It's a fancy dessert. There are only so many that they make, right? And the guest feels bad that the children aren't getting it, so he wants to go give it to the children. You're not allowed to do it unless the Balabais gives Rishus. And the Shulchan Aruch paskins that, and Aruch Chaim Simon Pavayin. So Kolshkein, to give to other people without the Rishus of the Balabais, he can't even give to his own children. So how could it be that you're considered the owner, and you can be Mekadesh and Isha with it? So says the Taz, it seems that it's not a Kiddushin Vaday, it's a Kiddushin Safek. Are you in fact the owner of that food? That is a suffix. So the Aruch HaShulchan just points out that our Tosos L'chora is a raya to the Riaz, because our sugi is talking about the Balabais invited them to have a meal, and even though he was not mezak in the past, we're able to be somech on it for an eruv. So it seems pretty clear according to Tosos that works. Just being an invited guest makes you the proper owner of that food. That's what the Magen Mishnah writes in Hilchos Erev in Perek Aleph Halacha Yutes, that the Rambam explains our sugi that the Bnei Chabura bought the pas together, the Shituf. But the Rashba explains that the Bnei Chabura were sitting by one of them who invited all of them over. So according to the Rambam, it's no raya at all, because we're talking about a case where they all happen to have chipped in for all of the food. But according to Tosfos, according to the Rashba, you tak have a good raya. This also relates to the famous comment of the Sfas Emes in Maseches Sukkah. Sfas Emes in Maseches Sukkah writes that when you're a guest at someone's house for the Seder, you have to be careful that the matzah shel mitzvah needs to be yours. You need to own it. And therefore, if you're a guest at someone's house, you have to be mekabel from the balabais b'matanim mefureshes. Not good enough that he's just passing around the matzah and that you're eating some matzah. It has to actually be yours. And he says he doesn't understand. Ain't all of this haram bazaar. People are not careful about this, and they just eat whatever matzah is being handed around the table. So in one of the commentaries on the Sfas Emes, one of the Achronim points out to be Melamed Zchus on the Mekilim, that there's somech on the Rosh that holds it to be Mekadish Nisha through a borrowed ring. That since when the person gives you the ring, they know that you want to use it for Kiddushin, so they're giving it to you for whatever you need to do it for Kiddushin. Or the other way to be Melamed Zchus, very simply, to say that we hold like our Tosos and like that Ramah, that no, it actually becomes yours when a Balabais shares food with you. Nothing needs to be said explicitly, but it actually becomes yours. Okay, now we happen to have mentioned in the second version of Rav, the second understanding of why Rav said not to have that the Mishnah should not be talking about where there are chatzeros and psuchas uluzu, is because it's a qualification of a mavoi that it needs batim v'chatzeros opening up into it. So now it says more gufa. Let's go to that comment. That Amar Rav ein mavoi nita b'lechem korah. Actually, batim lichatzeros psuchim l'tofo. That mavi is only nitar with a lechi or a korah if you have both batim and chatzeros opening up into it. Shmuel amar afilu bayis echad lichatzer achas, which is machlok shemayim understand that. But let's say like Rashi, even if you only have one bayis without a chatzer and one chatzer that only has one bayis in it, that open up into the mavim. Rav Yochanan Amar, afilu churva. Even if you have a chatzar with one bayis on one side, and on the other side you just have a churva where nobody lives, it's still nitar b'lechi b'kori. You want to carry in that mavoi, a lechi or kori is perfectly fine. So now, Amar Abayil Rav Yosef, Amar Rav Yochanan, afilu b'shvil shel kramim, would Rav Yochanan say that even if on one side of the mavoi you have a shvil shel kramim and not a churva, would that also be okay for the mavoi to now be nitar b'lechi b'kora? So Lomar Rabbi Yochanan Bechor B'tchazin L'dira. No, Shvil Shel Kranim, a path through a vineyard. No one could ever live there. But a Chorva is Ravoy L'dira, and therefore, because it has walls, it has a roof, so that's Mitztarif to the other Chatzer to be mat to the Mabu with the Lachir Rekabra. Because you have another Chatzer and the Chorva, which is sort of a residence, it could be a residence, so that's considered, that's good enough to be mat to the Mabu with the Lachir Rekabra. Shvil Shel Kranim, the Lachazi L'dira, lo. But a Shvil Shel Kranim is not even Ravoy L'dira. That for sure is not going to work. So now the Gemara explains, Rabbi Yochanan holds that a Mavli that on one side has a Chatzer, and on the other side has a Chorva, you could use a Lachir Rekabra to be mat to that Mavli, that Rabbi Yochanan is L'shitaso. Amar Rav Huna Bar Chinna Vaz Rabbi Yochanan L'tameh, to Tanan, because we have a Mishnah that we're going to see in a couple of weeks, that Rabbi Shimon Omer, Ach Echad Gavlos Vechad Karpifos Vechad Chatzeros, different types of reshuyas, roofs on tops of homes, karfifos, areas that are surrounded by mechitzos, shalom l'shem dira, or chatzeros that are in front of people's homes, reshus achas hein l'kelim shesafsu l'tofen, they're all considered like one reshus, and you're allowed to move kelim from one of these areas to the other, as long as when Shabbos started, it already was in one of these areas. So you have a kli that was sitting in a chatzer when Shabbos started, you can now bring it to a gag or to a karpif, and vice versa. But velo l'kelim shesafsu b'socha bayis. However, if a kli started Shabbos inside a house, that you're not allowed to go and bring it to the gagos and to the karpefos and to the chatzeres. Amar Rav halacha k'Rabbi Shimon, and Rav paskins like Rabbi Shimon, but v'hu shelo irvu. That's only if within the chatzer you didn't make an eruv. Aval irvu, but if within the chatzer there was an eruv, that all the bnei chatzer joined in an eruv together, and therefore the kelim that started Shabbos in the bayis are allowed to be brought out into the chatzer. So then, then I'm concerned that you're going to take kelim that started Shabbos in a bayis and they're going to end up on a roof somewhere or in a carpet somewhere. Because once you made an eruv, you could take those kelim from the bayis, bring them out into the chatzer, and once they're out into the chatzer, if you apply this idea that chatzeros and gagim and karpefos are all one rishos and things can be moved from one to the other, you're going to take that very same kli that started in the bayis and it's going to end up on the gag. And that's no good. So if they made an eruv, ironically, we're more limited in terms of moving things from gagos, karpefos, and chatzeros. So Shmuel Amar, Bein Yeruv, Bein Lo Yeruv. And Shmuel says it doesn't matter whether they made an eruv or not. I'm not concerned that you're going to take items from the house out into the chatzah, then from the chatzah to the karpet for chule. Mechenam Rabbi Yochanan, Alach Rabbi Shimon, Bein Yeruv, Bein Lo Yeruv. And Rabbi Yochanan, who we're most interested in right now, says that we passed like Rabbi Shimon whether or not they made an eruv. Alma, what you see from here is Lo Gazrin, Dilma Salah Fukeman, the Batim, the chatzah, that Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan are not those that you might take kelim that started Shabbos in the bayis and bring it out to another chatzer. And therefore they allow you to bring from one chatzer to another, even if within a single chatzer there already is an eruv. So hachanami over here also, Rabbi Yochanan is l'shitaso, that even though on one side of the mabwe there's a chatzer, and another side of the mabwe there is a churva, you're still allowed to use the lachir korah and lo gazrina, the masalafukim, man of the chatzer, the churva. And we don't say, oh, now I'm worried that maybe you're going to take kelim that are in the chatzer out to the churva through the mabwe, even though the churva is a different rishus and you're not allowed to get. Churva cannot join in the shitube mabwos because there's no diurim in a churva. So we're going to be mounted this mabwe v'lachi ukara. What does that allow you? That allows you to carry in the mabwe. So you're going to take something from the chatzer out into the mabwe, but you're not allowed to take it into the churva across the street. So Rabbi Yochanan, just like he was not gozer when a chatzer had an eruv, that he was not concerned that you're going to take a kli from the bayis to the chatzer, and then from the chatzer to a gag or to another chatzer, anything like that. He's also not concerned that if we are matir such a mavo with the lachir akara, that you're going to take an item from one chatzer and bring it out to the churva, and bring it to the churva that's across the street. That is the shita of Rabbi Yochanan. Now the Rambam paskins that a mavo that doesn't have batim chatzeros psukim letochel, like it only has one bayis or chatzer achas, is not nitar b'lechid akara. You need two l'chayayim or pasar ba'a. That's what the Rambam writes in Hilchos Shabbos Parak Yitzayin Halacha Ches. How exactly to understand the Rambam is a major machlokas rishonim. The Rashba and the Ran write that it sounds from the Rambam that a mavu is niter alidei chatzar achas ubayis echad. And the Rashba says that's a little bit strange because Shmuel is the one that says that. We don't pass him like Shmuel, we pass him like Rav. You need batim v'chatzeros psukim l'tochav. L'chorim, we should pass him like Rav because he'll tzakarav b'yisurei. And even Shmuel changed his mind and ultimately was molded to Rav as we're going to, well, even Shmuel changed his mind and ultimately was molded to Rav, as we're going to soon see. The Mi'iri is medayik from the Rambam that dafka when there's only one bias in the mavui or one chatzer, it's not nitzav b'lechem korah. But if you have shnei batim or shtei chatzeros, then it is okay b'lechem korah. And the Rambam holds it when Rav says, Achu psukim l'tocha batim v'chatzeros, the letter vav in Hebrew can mean two things. It can mean and or it can mean or. And when Rav says you need batim v'chatzeros, he doesn't mean both batim and chatzeros. He means either multiple batim or multiple chatzeros. The problem with that is that the Rav himself paskins in the fifth paragraph of Chatzeravid that a mavui is not mutter unless you have chatzeros ubatim. It's not good enough to have just one of them. So the Magen Mishnah explains that no, really the Rambam holds you need shtei chatzeros, shnei batim. What the Rambam means to say is that the mavui is not nitzar b'lechi when there's one bias, even though there are many chatzeros opened up into it, and it's also not nitzar when it's chatzer achas, even though there are many batim opened up into it. It's only when it's shnei batim v'shtei chatzeros. And he's medayik from that that the Rambam holds that a mavui is not nitzar al yedei batim unless it's psukim to the mavui themselves without chatzeros. So that's how the Magen Mishnah understands Shita's Rambam. Okay, so now says the Gemara Vayter. Going back to what Shmuel said, that a mavu is nitzar b'lechi okara, even if you only have bias echad without a chatzer, or chaser echas without a bias. So Yasser Rav Bona become a la shmaita. Rav Bona was saying over what Shmuel held, Amar Rav Lazar, Bar Bei Rav, Amar Shmuel, Lachi, Bar Bei Rav, a young yeshiva boy. Did Shmuel really say such a thing? Amar Lei in, said, yeah, absolutely Shmuel said such a thing. Amar Lei said, show me where Shmuel is living, I gotta go ask him, I have to ask him directly. So Achvi Lei, they showed him where Shmuel was. Aslan came to Shmuel, Sir Blas came to Shmuel, Amar Lei, Amar Mar Hachi, did you really say that the Mavu is Nitar with the Lechi or Korah, even if you have just a bias or just a chatzer opened up into it? Amar Lei, in, he said, exactly right, that's exactly what I said. So he said, but I don't understand. Vamaru da Amar, the Einlanu Be'er, Vinel Kalashon Nishosenu, Shamavi Lechatzeris Kechatzel Abadim. But don't you hold that we're supposed to follow the Lashonos of the Mishnah? And the Mishnah on Ayin Gimel says, that mavi lechatzeros is like chatzer lebatim. From the fact that it says mavi lechatzeros and not lechatzer, it sounds like in order to be matir mavi with the lechi or kari, you need chatzeros. You need multiple chatzeros. So Ishtik, Shmuel was quiet, he did not respond. So says Mara, how do we interpret that? How do we interpret Shmuel's silence? Kibluminei, alo kibluminei. Do we interpret that as acquiescence, or do we assume that no, he had a reason for his shita, he just happened not to answer at that point in time? So Toshma says, well, let's clarify Shmuel's opinion about whether, in fact, in the end, Shmuel changed his mind and holds like Rav that you need batim b'chatzeros opened up into a mavoi in order to be matir b'lechi b'kora. So the umavua davadayir be Evos Bar Ihi. There was a story, there was a mavoi where a person named Evos Bar Ihi lived, and it had a chatzer where Evos Bar Ihi had a house, and another house was opened up into that chatzer, and there was also a Beis HaKnesses that opened up into that mavui, so they made a lechi at the entrance way of the mavui. But Sharlei Shmuel said, okay, good enough. Right, meaning this meets the qualifications. What did this have? It had one chatzer with a couple of batim, and had a Beis HaKnesses that opened up into it. So he said, that's good enough. So after Shmuel died, Asa Rav Anan Shadi, Rav Anan came, and he knocked out that lechi. He said, it's not good enough, you can't rely on this lechi. So Amar, Mavud, Dayarna Beva, Asinim, Shmedim, Ar Shmuel, Nezer Rav Anan Barab, Nishti Yemen, that who do you think you are? Shmuel relied on this. Shmuel said this was good enough. And I've lived here the whole time, and Shmuel was the one who built the Erev in this town. And you're going to come and say the Erev's not kosher? Do you know the kind of person that built the Erev in this town? You're going to, this is, these kinds of things happen all the time. So you're going to come and you're going to say that it's not kosher? So the Gemara says, from the fact that Rav Anna knocked down the Lechi, it sounds like there were not batim v'chatzeros opened up into that mavoi, and that's why he knocked out the Lechi, because if you don't have batim v'chatzeros, then the Lechi is not good enough. And nevertheless, Shmuel allowed it, and apparently, until the day he died, he allowed it, and that's why it was only after he died that they had to knock it down. So Shmamina, lo kivumine. So we see that Shmuel never accepted Rabbi Lezer's challenge, and he still held his ground that you don't need batim v'chatzeros. Says Mar, nah, the old name Allah Kiblamine. Really, I could say that Shmuel was Mekabel, Rav Lazar's challenge, and he changed his mind. And he also said, you need batim v'chatzeros. But v'hacha chazanu hudava achol nahama bebeisei, v'asa bayis bebe knishta. But over here, there was a shamash of the Beis HaKnesses, someone who used to take care of the shul, who used to eat in his own home, but he would sleep in the Beis HaKnesses. So maybe the Beis HaKnesses is considered an additional chatzer that's opened up into the Mavoi. And that's why Shmuel allowed it, because it was chatzeros that opened up into the Mavoi. But you have to say there must have been another house in that same chatzer together with the Beis HaKnesses, because the batim v'chatzeros opened up into the Mavoi. But when Shmuel died, the shamash of the shul stopped sleeping in the shul, and that's why Rav Anna knocked down the Lechi, because right now there are no batim v'chatzeros. So once we understand that Shmuel's svara to be matzav tiltel in the mavoi was because of the shamish and the Beis HaKnesses, and Rav Anan knocked it down and decided not to allow that lechi, and asur tiltel in the mavoi was only because the shamish stopped in the Beis HaKnesses. So the Gemara explains why Avos Bar Ihi was so upset. Meaning, if Rav Anan was right, why does Avos Bar Ihi say, chutzpah, Shmuel relied on this? No, don't you see the situation changed? When Shmuel relied on it, the situation was different. There was a shamash that lived here. There's no one that lives here right now. So why do you think that it's the same? So Avos Bar Ihi savar makom pitagarn. Because Avos Bar Ihi held that it doesn't matter that the shamash ever slept in that Beis HaKnesses. Shmuel wasn't relying on that because Shmuel holds that makom pitagarn, that it doesn't matter where you sleep, it matters where you eat. And since the shamash always ate in his own house, there's no reason to think that Shmuel only allowed the lechi over here on account of the fact that the shamash slept in the Beis HaKnesses. Shmuel the time, but Rav Anan held that no, Shmuel the shita so holds damar makom lino garam, that the place where a person sleeps, that's koveya the person, the definition of the person's residence as far as Erev is concerned, and therefore the whole reason that Shmuel was ever matir was because of the shamish. Now that the shamish is not there, Shmuel would not be matir. So that was the point of dispute between Rav Anan Rav Anan and Avos Bar Ihi, right? That was the point of dispute between the two of them, was whether Shmuel initially was relying on the fact that the shamash of the Beis HaKnesses would sleep in the Beis HaKnesses. Now, this all goes back to the discussion that we already had about Makom Lina Garam, Makom Pita Garam, right? So we're saying that Shmuel the Tameh, that Makom Lina Garam. Remember, we kept on saying yesterday when we were talking about Makom Lina versus Makom Pita, that l'chora, that is not absolute, right? That a place that a person would call home, even if he doesn't eat anything there. Yom Kippur, that falls out on Shabbos, not eating anything, but that's his home. A place that a person calls home is his home. It just happens to be, if you're not sure how exactly to define what's his home, so then we look at indicators. And the question is, what's a better indicator? Is Makom Pita a better indicator, or Makom Lina a better indicator? This comes up in other areas of halacha as well. It comes up in the halachos of Makom Adlakos Ner Chanukah. Shulchan Aruch paskins that if a person eats in one place, sleeps in somewhere else. So we pass on la halacha that the makom achila is the ikra legabe erevin. So what about hadlakas ner chanukah? So when the Ramah writes in Arachaim in Tafrei Shain Zayin that Yesh Omrim that when you light nerus chanukah inside the house, you should light b'makom sheochen. that that makom achila is the ikur, and that's the minhag. It's based on the Tshuvas HaRashba about someone who eats on the shulchan bal habayis, and even if he sleeps in a different house, he doesn't light in the house that he sleeps. He only needs to be mishtatik with the bal habayis bepruta, with the neros that he's lighting b'makom shehidlik. He's like an achsenai in that house, and he's considered to be his makom. So the Ramal learns from there that we don't follow where you sleep, we follow dafka where you eat. So the Taz points out that it seems that the Ramal is only talking about if a person has a specific room that he always eats in, and a specific room that he always sleeps in. So then we follow the makom achila. But if a person has a dira in a city, and he goes one time and he eats by his friend's house for one night of Hanukkah, that's not your house. I mean, yes, you happen to be eating there tonight, but that's not your house. So it would also follow the same rules that we were talking about before, that what's considered your house is yours. So this is a discussion in Poskim. Do we say when it comes to makom hadachas neir Shabbos, hadachas neir Hanukkah, right? Do we say that, makom pita gorim, so you always go with where you eat? Or do we say, no, let's look broader first. Let's look, is one of these places really yours? I live at home. I happen to be eating a Friday night meal at someone else's house. You're going to call that my house because I happen to be eating there? No, I live right down the block. That's my house. That's where I eat all the time. That's where I sleep all the time. That's where I do everything all the time. So Pashtus says, that's my makom hadaka for Neir Shabbos and for Neros Chanukah, even though I happen to be eating somewhere else that day. That's the shaila when it comes to yeshiva bachrim. Where yeshiva bachrim should light Neros Chanukah? Because in yeshivas, typically, they have dorm rooms, but then they also have a communal dining room. So do you say that they should light in the communal dining room? Makom pita! Or do you say, no, the dorm room is where they actually live. The dining is just... They can't deliver food to everybody's dorm room. Kids would love it, but they can't. So they have these communal dining rooms. So that's a discussion in contemporary poskim. So that's Rav Shechter thought, for sure the dorm room is the makom hadaka, and most yeshivas, for a good reason, will not allow you to light by the dorm room because of a fire hazard. But no, but that's probably the right makom hadaka. If you have a mabui where on one side there's no mikhavim, there's a nachri that lives there, on the other side you have Yisrael, and next to the bias of the Yisrael, further in, there are other batim that belong to Yisraelim that open out into Rosh Hashanah. If there are windows in between the Jews' houses, you're not allowed to make an Erev through those windows in order to allow the people that live in those inner homes that open up on the other side into Rosh Hashanah to carry into the Mavui. So I'm there by Rav Yosef. Amar Rav, afilu b'chatzer. Does Rav say the same thing when you have it set up instead of in a Mavui like that, but in a chatzer? You have a chatzer where a Nachri lives on one side, a Yisrael on the other side. But in the back of the Yisrael's house, it opens up into two other Yisrael's apartments on the other side. So would he say the same thing? So Amalei, in, yeah, Rav says the same thing, even by such a chatzer, that you should not make Neir chatzeros through those windows in order to allow carrying your kelim into the chatzer, derech, the house that opens up into the chatzer. The lo amar, because if he, Rav would not have said the same by a chatzar, only by a mavoi, then my, what would you, why would you think to be mechalik between a chatzar and a mavoi? Why would you think only by a mavoi you're not allowed to make such an error, but by a chatzar you can? So avamina, time of the Rav, you should suffer a mavoi, need to let me car actually bottom of chatzar's psukh matoko. It's because I would have thought that Rav's logic over here is that a mavoi is only need to let me car until you have a bottom of chatzar's that are open into it. And over here it's considered that there's only chatzar atas, because on one side you have a nachri, and diras nachri is not considered a dira. So you can't make an eruv between all the batim in order to carry into that that mavoi, because then it's only one chatzer. But if the two houses were open into the chatzer, then the batim would be able to make an eruv in order to carry their kelim into the chatzer through the outer house, because that's not an issue of a mavoi, of the definition of a mavoi. So I would think that there's a difference between a mavoi and a chatzer. When it comes to a mavoi, you need to fit this qualification of batim v'chatzeros, but to make an eruv chatzeros, you don't need that. So v'tarti l'amali, but if that's what you would have thought, why would Rav need to tell me that din so many times? He already told me that din, that in order to be mater mavoi, with a lechi akori, you need shnei chatzeros and shnei batim. Why would he have to tell it to me again over here? No, tzrichi, he does have to tell it to me. If I only would have had it previously, I would have thought diros on chavim shmadira, that over here, in our case, having no chavim there counts as an extra dira. So kamash v'lan, that's why he has to tell it to me over here, diros on chavim lo shmadira.
Akiva, that the dinner of the Chabad doesn't count. Vimei Hafen, if Rav only taught me the dinner over here, Havamina lo yadana batim kama, I would have thought, I don't know how many batim need to be opened up into the Chatzer, because it doesn't really say that over here. So Kamash Milan, batim train. That's why I need him to tell me elsewhere that you need at least two batim open into the Chatzer. Hashadam Rav, afilu Chatzer, time of the Rav, the Tzavar, asulas yachin, b'makom obit chavim. But now that I know that Rav holds this halacha even by a chatzer, I know that Rav's shita is not based on the qualifications of a mavui to be mutar l'afiyu kara. No, what Rav's shita is based on is I don't want to make it easier for a single Jew to live in an area in a chatzer with just one non-Jew, with just one nachri, because remember of the concerns that we're afraid that it could become dangerous for him. Some Rav Yosef ihafi haynu shemanu le Rabbi Tavla. So if that's true, that's the svara of Rav. So that's what I heard from Rabbi Tavla, who said something very similar. Ovid Cham, Trey Zimni, he kept on saying, Ovid Kuchavim, when he spoke about these cases, I don't know why he kept on emphasizing Ovid Kuchavim, but now I understand, because the whole basis of Rav Shita is the concern of the Ovid Kuchavim, that you don't want to leave the Yisrael living there alone with the Ovid Kuchavim. Okay, Ben Shem, tomorrow we'll pick up the Mishnah over here on